Once again, it is time to zero in on the Big Ten Conference as four teams are in this week's BCS standings. Three teams moved up in the poll, and Minnesota making its first appearance since the 2008 season. One of the teams that continues to garner a lot of attention, of course, is Michigan State. And we highlighted them. We talked a lot about them last week as they continue to impress with what they're doing defensively. And the Spartans with that road victory in Lincoln at Nebraska, it certainly made quite an impression. So our go-to guy when we're talking Big Ten football, and we go under the helmet with Husker great Jason Peter. Jason, welcome to the Yahoo Sports Radio and to our show this weekend.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, Jay, so let's start breaking it down. Let's not talk about Nebraska first. Let's talk about Michigan State, because they finally beat the Huskers for the first time in eight tries and eight meetings. It was an impressive road win, no doubt about it.
Yeah, anytime you can come into to Lincoln and get a win, whether the Huskers are good or not that year, it's an imposing place to play. It's 90,000 strong, and the sea of red. It's probably the one shining spot with with Nebraska's football program at this point. But you got to tip your hat to the Michigan State staff and those players. They just they created problems for Nebraska. They people want to say it was Nebraska turning the ball over or Michigan State going out and causing turnovers. The fact remains that they won that turnover margin and ultimately won the football game. And I think in any other year in the Big Ten, well, maybe I can't use that phrase anymore because it seems that the Big Ten has just been down and down year after year now. But I think when you look ahead, at least to what's in front of Big Ten fans, and you have the Big Ten championship game, I think you have to kind of cross your fingers and hope that Michigan State is able to win out here the rest of their games. And whether you're a Michigan State fan or Ohio State fan or just a Big Ten fan, because if you want Ohio State to make a run at a championship, a national championship, they need to play somebody who at least looks good on paper. And with Michigan State, you're going to get that because ultimately they could be a 11-1 team, probably ranked in the top 15, top 10, by season's end, and statistically they're the number one defense. So you can sell that to people that are maybe on the East Coast or the West Coast, people who don't maybe see Big Ten football being played, on their local networks. So I think, just as far as the Big Ten goes, certainly the two best teams have elevated themselves with Michigan State and Ohio State, and we'll see what happens from here.
Jason, last week on our program, we talked about Michigan State and them defensively, and we thought perhaps, in the Big Ten Conference, are they overrated? It doesn't compare necessarily to the SEC. What was your impression after seeing them firsthand in Lincoln?
Yeah, I thought they were. I really thought they were overrated. To be great on defense, you really have to be great in the middle, up front. You got to have some workhorses in there in the middle and guys that can make plays. And, really the thing that you need guys in the middle to be able to do is shut down the run, especially if you have guys that can get after the quarterback, whether it's the defensive end position or you bring extra guys. You need those inside guys to be able to shut down the run. And Nebraska got after them, running the football. They hit them right in the mouth, right up the gut. And I was not impressed with the defensive tackle play as well as I thought kind of outside on the second level. They're good in the secondary, but I think, you get in the area where, 5-10 yards off the line of scrimmage, you try to get after those outside linebackers a little bit. I thought Nebraska was able to to have you know, capitalize on some opportunities there. They also missed a bunch that, you know, they probably wish they had back. But yeah, I think, you know, those are kind of the weakest areas on that Michigan State defense. But you know, in terms of the Big 12, they're getting the job done, and ultimately, that's what you're asked to do, no matter what conference you're in, is you know, take care of business. And you know, will we ever know? You know, maybe, depending on what happens in the Big Ten championship game, and then whatever you know, bowl game Michigan State ends up playing in. But you know, I think if Michigan State was to play Oregon, I think it could get ugly. Well, maybe not Oregon mm-hmm. this year, but you know, a team of Baylor, I think for sure is the real deal on offense, and I think they would get after Michigan State and probably put up close to 50 points, I think.
Jason, we're going to step aside for a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with much more at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show, as we break down the Big Ten Conference and talk about the Huskers.